Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 16th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, this is a wonderful spiritual gathering, satsang, where you are taught to die alive. Only those who die alive become swans. Question. What one concern do you children now have? Answer. That you have to become complete before destruction takes place. The children who become strong in this knowledge and yoga develop the hobby of changing human beings into deities. They cannot stay without doing service. They continue to run around like genies. Together with doing service, they also have the concern to make themselves complete. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You spirits are now in corporeal forms and are children of Prajapita Brahma, because you have been adopted. Everyone says about you that you make everyone into brothers and sisters. The Father has explained to you children that in reality, you souls are brothers. When the new world is being created, first of all Brahmins, the top knots, are needed. You were Shudras and have now been transferred. Brahmins are definitely needed. The name of Prajapita Brahma is very well known. In connection with that, you understand that all of you are children and that you are brothers and sisters. All those who call themselves Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are definitely brothers and sisters. They are all children of Prajapita Brahma, so they are definitely brothers and sisters. You have to explain this to those who don't understand. There are those who are without understanding, and there is also blind faith. Whomever they worship, they have faith in that one, or believe that that one is so-and-so, but they don't know anything about that one. They worship Lakshmi and Narayan, but none of them knows when they came, how they became like that, where they went to. Human beings who knew Nehru, etc., would also know their history and geography. If they don't know the biography of someone, of what use is that? They worship them, but they don't know their life stories. They know the life stories of human beings, but they don't know the life story of a single one of the great ones who have been and gone. There are so many worshippers of Shiva. They worship him and then say that he is in the pebbles and stones, or that he is in every particle. Is that a life story? That is not anything sensible. They call themselves impure. The word impure is so right. Impure means vicious. You can explain why you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. It is because you are adopted children of Brahma. You are not a physical creation, but a mouth-born creation. Brahmins are brothers and sisters, so they cannot have a criminal eye for one another. The worst thoughts are those of lust. You say that you children of Prajapita Brahma become brothers and sisters. You understand that all of you are brothers, children of Shiv Baba. This is also firm. The world doesn't know anything at all. They simply say that for the sake of saying it. You can explain that the Father of all souls is that one. Everyone calls out to him. You have also shown the pictures. Prominent religious people also believe in this incorporeal Father. Prominent religious people also believe in this incorporeal Father. He is the incorporeal Father of souls. Then the father of everyone in the corporeal form is Prajapita Brahma. Expansion then takes place through him, and the tree continues to grow. They continue to come down into different religions. The soul is separated from the body. They see a body and say, "That one is an American," or "That one is so and so." They do not say this of the soul. All souls reside in the land of peace. They come from there to play their parts. You can tell those of any religion that everyone takes rebirth and that new souls also continue to come down from up above. So the Father explains, "You too are human beings. It is only human beings who have to know about the beginning, middle, and end of the world, how this world cycle turns, who its creator is, and how long it takes for it to turn. Only you know this. Deities do not know this. Only human beings learn this and then become deities. It is the Father that changes human beings into deities. The Father gives you his own introduction and also the introduction of the creation. You know that you are the children, the seeds of the Father who is the seed. Just as the Father knows this inverted tree, similarly, we too now know it. Human beings cannot explain this to human beings, but the Father has explained it to you. Unless you become the children of Brahma, you cannot come here. Until someone has taken the full course and understood everything, how could he or she be allowed to sit in a gathering of Brahmins? This is also called the court of Indra. Indra does not shower rain. It is called the court of Indra. You are the ones who have to become angels. Many types of angels have been remembered. Some children are very beautiful, and so it is said, "This one is like an angel." Some become beautiful by putting on powder, etc. In the Golden Age, you become angels, princesses. You are now becoming angels, that is, deities, by bathing in the ocean of knowledge. You know what you are becoming from what you were. The traveller, who is an ever pure and ever beautiful father, enters an ugly body in order to make you the same as himself. So now, who can make you beautiful? Baba has to make you that. The world cycle has to turn. You now have to become beautiful. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge who teaches you. He is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of love. The praise that is sung of that Father cannot be the praise of a physical Father. It is praise of only the unlimited Father. Everyone calls out to him alone, "Come and make us worthy of that praise." You are now becoming that number-wise according to the efforts you make. Not everyone can be the same in studying. There is the difference of day and night. Many people will come to you. They definitely have to become Brahmins. Some study well and others study less. Those who are best in studying would also be able to teach others. You can understand that there are so many colleges being built. Baba also says, open a college where anyone can understand that they receive in that college the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. The Father only comes in Bharat, and so colleges only continue to open in Bharat. As you progress further, they will continue to open abroad too. Many colleges and universities are needed, where many will go and study. Then, when the study is over, everyone will be transferred to the deity religion. That is, they will change from human beings into deities. You become deities from human beings. It is remembered that it didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. Here it is a human world, whereas that is a world of deities. There is the difference of day and night between deities and human beings. In the day there are deities, whereas in the night there are human beings. They are all devotees, worshippers. You are now becoming worthy of worship from worshippers. In the golden age there is no mention of the scriptures or devotion, etc. There, all are deities. Human beings are devotees. It is human beings who then become deities. That is a divine world, whereas this is called a devilish world. There is the kingdom of Rama, God, and the kingdom of Ravan. Previously, your intellects were not aware of what the kingdom of Ravan is, or when Ravan came. You didn't know anything. They say that Lanka sank beneath the sea. They also say the same about Dwarka. You now know that this whole Lanka is going to drown. The whole world is an unlimited Lanka island. All of it will drown and there will be water everywhere. However, heaven doesn't drown. There was an abundance of wealth. The Father has explained that the Muslims looted so much from the one Somnath temple. Look how nothing remains there now. There was so much wealth in Bharat. Bharat itself was called heaven. Would you call it heaven now? It is now hell. It will then become heaven. Who creates heaven and who creates hell? You now know this. It has also been shown for how long Ravan's kingdom continues. There are so many religions in the kingdom of Ravan. In the kingdom of Rama, there are just the Sun dynasty and the Moon dynasty. You are now studying. This study is not in the intellect of anyone else. Those people are in the kingdom of Ravan. The kingdom of Rama exists in the golden age. The Father says, I make you worthy. You then become unworthy. Why are you called unworthy? Because you become impure. The praise of the worthiness of the deities and of your unworthiness is remembered. The Father explains, when you were worthy of worship, the world was new, and there were very few human beings. Only you were the masters of the whole world. You should now have a lot of happiness. You become brothers and sisters. Those people say that you break up homes and families. They are the ones who then come and take these teachings. When they come here, they understand that this knowledge is very good. They understand the meaning of everything. How could you have purity without considering yourselves to be brothers and sisters? Everything depends on purity. The Father comes into this impure land, which is a very degraded and impure land. Their food and drink are also impure. The Father says, I only enter the body that has been through many births and is at the end of those. This one takes 84 births. The one who was the last then becomes the first, and the first one then becomes the last one. The example is given of only one. Your dynasty is going to be created. The better you continue to understand, the more people will come to you. As yet, this tree is still very small, and it experiences many storms too. In the Golden Age, there is no question of storms. New souls continue to come down from up above. Here, as soon as they experience storms, they fall. There are no storms of Maya. Here, people die whilst just sitting somewhere. There is also your war with Maya. She also harasses you. This will not happen in the Golden Age. None of these things happen in any other religion. No one else can understand about the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. Although people go to spiritual gatherings, there is no question there of living and dying. Here, children are adopted. You say that you are the children of Shiv Baba and that you claim the inheritance from him. If you fall whilst receiving this inheritance, the inheritance also finishes, and you change from swans into storks. Nevertheless, the Father is merciful, and so he continues to explain to you. Some climb up again. Those who remain stable are said to be Mahaviras, Hanuman. You are Mahaviras, Mahavinis. It is number-wise. The strongest of all are called Mahaviras. Adidev is also called Mahavir, and from him are born these Mahaviras, who then rule the world. You make effort, number-wise, to gain victory over Ravan. Ravan is the five vices. This is something to understand. The Father is now opening the locks on your intellects, and then the locks will be completely locked. Here too there are some whose locks are opened, and so they go and do service. The Father says, go and do service. Remove from the gutter those who have fallen into it. It shouldn't be that you also fall into the gutter. You have to come out of it, and you must also remove others from it. There is limitless sorrow in the river of poison. You are now to go where there is limitless happiness. Praise is sung of the one who gives you an abundance of happiness. Would there be any praise of Ravan who causes sorrow? Ravan is called the devil. The father says, You were in the kingdom of Ravan, and you have now come here to receive an abundance of happiness. You receive such an abundance of happiness. So you should have so much happiness, but you should also remain cautious. Positions are number-wise. The position of every actor is different. God cannot exist in everyone. The Father sits here and explains everything to you. You know the Father and the beginning, middle, and end of creation, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Marks are given, number-wise, according to how you study. This is an unlimited study. You children should pay a lot of attention to this. You should not miss this study for a single day. We are students, and it is God the Father who is teaching us. You children should always have this intoxication. God speaks. It is just that they have changed the name and inserted Sri Krishna's name. By mistake, they have understood it to be the versions of God Sri Krishna, because Sri Krishna is next to God. He is number one in the heaven that the Father establishes. You have now received this knowledge. You benefit yourselves, number-wise, according to the efforts you make, and you also continue to benefit others. Such ones would not feel happy without doing service. When you children become strong in yoga and this knowledge, you will work like genies. You will then develop the hobby of changing human beings into deities. You have to pass before death comes. You have a lot of service to do. At the end, there will be a war, and there will also be natural calamities. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to become first from being last, make effort like a Mahavir. Do not be shaken by storms of Maya. Become merciful like the Father, and do the service of opening the locks on the intellects of human beings. 2. Bathe daily in the ocean of knowledge and become angels. Do not miss this study for a single day. Maintain the intoxication. We are God's students. Blessing. May you become a god or goddess of maturity and accumulate full marks with the virtue of maturity. At the present time, there is a great need for the virtue of maturity because people have developed the habit of speaking a lot and they just say whatever enters their minds. When some do a little good work and then speak about it, the fruit of that is halved. They only accumulate a half, whereas those who are mature and do not speak about it, accumulate fully. Therefore, become a god or goddess of maturity and accumulate your full marks. By speaking about it, your marks will be reduced. Slogan: remain stable in the point form and you will be able to put a full stop to any problems in a second. Om Shanti.